再会。
强生与默克将合作生产新冠疫苗。美军促请国会增加拨款应对中国挑战。联邦调查局长首次就国会大厦闯入事件作证。
3月3号星期三，欢迎收看美国观察，我是卡拉。白宫对于中国与俄罗斯在世界各国进行疫苗外交表示关切。拜登总统宣布，在白宫促成动用国防生产法之后，美国两大药厂强生与默克将合作生产新冠疫苗，预计将加快美国人的疫苗接种。另外，白宫国安会宣布对俄罗斯的相关制裁。有关详情，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
拜登总统在3月2号时候呢，在白宫当中宣布，美国的两大药厂强生公司以及默克药厂呢，将携手合作来生产强生公司前几天才刚刚获得紧急授权的新冠病毒疫苗。那这个拜登总统表示呢，是在白宫的这个牵线促成之下，达成了这两家敌对药厂的合作，并且呢，他也启动了国防生产法，让默克药厂能够取得生产新冠疫苗所需要的资源跟设备。另外呢，他也责成了这个美国的国防部要为强生公司提供每一天的物流协助。那目前呢，美国政府已经向强生公司订购了整批达390万剂的新冠疫苗，将在本星期开始分配到各个州。那么预计呢，到3月底将会生产总到1600万剂。那么强生公司的疫苗呢，我们知道只需要接种一剂，而且呢就有82%的防疫效果。那么对于南非的变种新冠病毒也可以有效的预防。而白宫也宣布呢，在本星期开始，疫苗的配送数量从每周1450万剂疫苗提高到了1520万剂的疫苗。而拜登总统呢，一直是将让美国人接种疫苗视为他的施政优先的药物。不过同时也看到了中国跟俄罗斯在世界各国呢，以他们的国产疫苗来施展疫苗外交。对此呢，在3月2号的白宫新闻简报会上，白宫发言人沙奇对此表示关切。我们看一下沙奇怎么说。
Of course, we're concerned by Russia and China using vaccines to engage with countries in a way where they're not holding them at times to the same standard the United States and a number of other countries would hold them to on human rights, on freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of media even. Of course, that's a concern.
沙奇表示呢，美国也是有提供给世界各国疫苗，但是呢，是透过可以信赖的一个国际组织 COVAX 来提供疫苗，并且能够确保说能够安全并且公平的分配，而且还要确保这些疫苗的品质可以达到美国认可的标准跟品质。那我们知道，像是台湾也是透过 COVAX 来取得新冠病毒的疫苗。此外呢，这个白宫的国安会在这个3月2号的上午呢，举办了一个背景简报会，当中宣布了。依据美国情报部门的调查结果，2020年8月，俄罗斯反对派领导人纳尔瓦尼遭到神经毒剂下毒事件，有高度的信心是俄罗斯联邦安全局的人员所为。那么呢，这个他在2021年的一月回到俄罗斯之后呢，这位反对派领导人也马上遭到逮捕，并且被指控罪名。美国方面说呢，相信这些罪名的背后都有政治的动机，所以呢，美国现在加入欧盟的行列，一起来制裁俄罗斯。那么在3月2号的白宫新闻简报会上，白宫发言人沙奇正式的宣布了这项俄罗斯制裁案。我们看一下沙奇怎么说。
Biden-Harris administration is announcing key conclusions from an intelligence community assessment on the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, as well as measures to hold Russia accountable for this action. The intelligence community assesses with high confidence that officers of Russia's Federal Security Service used a nerve agent to poison Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on August 20, 2020.The use of any chemical weapon directly violates international legal obligations and norms of civilized conduct. We are also working with Congress to ensure we are faithfully implementing the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act. Today, the United States is announcing sanctions on 7 senior members of the Russian government, an expansion of sanctions under the Chemical and Biological Weapons Control and Warfare Elimination Act, new export restrictions on items that could be used for biological agent and chemical production, and visa restrictions.
那么在白宫国安会的背景简报会上呢，一位资深官员也表示，这个俄罗斯现在也试图在各个方面都要来掀起动荡。白宫已经要求美国的情报部门针对俄罗斯的四大这个行为跟领域来进行新的调查，或是解密已经完成的调查，并且将在未来几周之内公布。而这四大领域，第一项就是俄罗斯对化学武器的滥用，另外还有俄罗斯买凶要杀害驻阿富汗的美军，还有包括像太阳风网络攻击等的黑客行为，以及干预美国选。那么资深官员表示呢，以上的相关的这个制裁也会在调查报告解密之后呢会推出。那么这个白宫呢也特别讲说，美国与俄罗斯还是有很多方面可以取得合作的。不过呢，拜登总统在与普京总统的电话当中也特别强调，这俄罗斯所做的行为呢，美国将会要他为其负责。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀毅从白宫发回的消息。继辉瑞疫苗和莫德纳疫苗之后，强生公司的新冠疫苗也于周日获得批准，并开始向全美多地运送。强生疫苗采取单剂注射，要求的储存条件也更为简单。随着疫苗陆续问世，疫苗在各地的分配问题也受到人们的关注。来看报道。
周日晚间，强生公司开始向全美多地运送400万剂新近获得批准的新冠疫苗，周二开始为接种者注射。强生公司预计在三月底前将发放1600万剂疫苗，六月底前将发放1亿剂疫苗。强生公司首席科学官保罗·斯托菲尔斯强调，比起已在广泛使用的辉瑞疫苗和莫德纳疫苗，强生疫苗有自身的独特优势。
We deliberately chose for a single dose. It's easy to use. It has simple refrigeration temperature. It can be distributed on a very large scale. And when the full manufacturing activities are ongoing, we can bring it to the entire world and limit and stop the pandemic on a global basis.
上周六，强生疫苗的数据通过了专家审查，随后美国食品和药物管理局 FDA 于周日批准了疫苗的使用。FDA 称，强生疫苗可以有效预防重症，降低入院率和死亡率。在多个国家的试验中，单剂注射后预防重症有效率达 85%。 斯托菲尔斯说，对于新冠病毒变种，强生也有自己的解决方案。
In full abundance of precaution, we are working on a new variant vaccine, where we bring that, it's already working on in the lab, and we are starting to upscale that. If it would be needed to switch,We will be able in a reasonable time to do that.
在获得 FDA 授权之前，阿拉伯国家巴林上周已经批准了强生疫苗的使用。强生公司目前正在寻求欧盟和世界卫生组织的紧急使用授权，预计在年底前，该公司将为全球生产10亿剂新冠疫苗。在疫苗为新冠疫情带来曙光的同时，疫苗分配合理性的问题也在美国受到关注。田纳西州纳什维尔的一名小学教师珍妮佛·西蒙说，他所在的城市因为有众多的医护人员，普通教职员工尚未获得接种疫苗的机会，因此许多当地的教职员工不得不前往相距两小时、名不见经传的范布伦县，那里可以即时接种疫苗。
There's clearly a lot of vaccine in Tennessee for educators, and that the other county, like that the other counties, I guess makes sense that they'd be able to move up to the different phase quicker because they don't have the healthcare workers and all the, or as high a population, but I don't know how they decided how many shots Van Buren County gets and how many shots Davidson County gets. Like you'd think it should be proportionate.
美国之音新闻报道。
去年三月一日，纽约市发现首例确诊新冠病例。市长白思豪星期一表示，纽约市度过了艰难的一年。随着确诊病例和死亡人数的逐渐下降，纽约市将在近期开放户外公共娱乐活动。来看报道。
纽约市长白思豪说，三月一日是值得纪念的一天。
One year ago today, we had our first confirmed COVID case here in New York City. First person in New York City.That we knew had the coronavirus. And it's amazing. This has been the longest year in the history of this city. Longest year, the toughest year.
过去一年，纽约市的新冠病毒确诊感染人数将近73万，死亡人数超过29000人。白思豪说，纽约市政府计划近期在全市200处户外地点举行公共娱乐活动。他说，艺术家们现在就可以申请参加这个名叫开放文化倡议的项目。
Some of the greatest artists in the world, of all kinds, dancers, musicians, everyone performing out in the streets of New York City, in the parks of New York City, bringing culture back to life in this city. It's going to be safe, it's going to be socially distanced, it's going to be done the right way, but it's also going to be the beginning of a resurgence, a renaissance of culture.
纽约卫生部门公布的数据显示，纽约市最近几个星期的新冠确诊病例和死亡人数均出现稳步下降。但与此同时，另一种新冠病毒变异毒株最近在纽约市及临近的新泽西州和康涅狄格州被科研人员发现。这种变异毒株的严重程度目前尚未确定。业界人士认为，毒株的变异值得警惕。
This particular variant.Does have a mutation that is related to what we call the spike protein, which is something that the virus uses to attach and infect cells. And the spike protein is also something that current vaccines and antibody drugs target. So there is always the concern when we see a spike protein mutation that that could in some way help the virus escape from drugs or our immune system or vaccines.
专家说，保持社交距离和佩戴口罩等公共卫生措施可以降低病毒变异和扩散的机会。美国之音电视新闻。
威斯康星州联邦众议员汤姆·蒂法尼及宾夕法尼亚州联邦众议员斯科特·佩里上周提出共同决议案，呼吁拜登政府恢复与台湾的正式外交关系，并终结过时的一个中国政策。蒂法尼星期一说，40多年来，美国两党总统都在重复北京的谎言，说台湾是共产党中国的一部分。他说，是时候废弃这个过时的政策了。佩里则指出，台湾是一个独立的国家，而且70多年来一直如此。决议案同时要求拜登政府支持台湾成为国际组织的会员，并与台北就研拟美台自由贸易协定展开谈判。美军印太司令部星期一向国会递交了一份预算报告，促请国会加倍为太平洋威慑计划拨款，以应对中国与日俱增的安全挑战。该计划提议将拨款从2021财年的22亿美元增加到2022财年的46亿美元，并计划在未来5年中为这项计划投入273亿美元。印太司令部计划利用这项专款添置新的导弹防御系统，部署雷达站和新的通讯卫星，并在印太地区修建新的训练基地。随着一些国家努力获得足够的新冠疫苗，中国也加大了在巴尔干地区分发疫苗的力度。一些专家说，这是为了在那一地区增加中国的影响力。来看美国之音记者亚新池的报道。
匈牙利在欧盟中是第一个接受中国国药生产的疫苗的成员国。中国承诺向黑山捐赠3万剂，塞尔维亚已收到150万剂。除人道主义因素外，地区观察家说，中国在巴尔干的努力是疫苗外交的一种形式。
I think it will hurt in the long run that Europe mostly didn't show itself as a player that can help the region. We're all seeing how Serbia turned to Russia and China and bought all those vaccines.It showed that Serbia, which has now been saying for years that it should be balanced and not dedicated only to the West and Europe, has played it smart. I still think it's a big mistake and a great miss for the West not to establish itself as a solution for the vaccine. And now, China and Russia are winning.
在波斯尼亚和黑塞哥维纳，疫苗仅在其两个实体之一开始接种。传统上靠近俄罗斯的斯普斯卡共和国获得了少量的俄罗斯人造卫星5号疫苗，并计划未来购买更多。他们还有从中国购买疫苗的前置合同。另一个波斯尼亚实体波黑联邦仅依靠全球疫苗抗疫机制 COVAX 系统，但还没有得到任何疫苗。
In a pandemic, it is totally irresponsible to rely only on one promise that something will happen and not to have a second or third alternative.
但是与西方生产的疫苗相比，一些专家发现令人担忧的是中国缺乏有关疫苗质量的信息。许多人认为中国正在利用疫苗分发来获得影响力， 以说明这样的观点，即中国的威权体制比西方民主国家更有效。
This presents a situation where where China can use it as an example of the fact that this relationship that Serbia has established with China has benefited Serbia, and this is of course exactly what President Vučić is saying, that look at what we've been able to get from our Chinese friends, while the European Union and the COVAX system has been entirely slow in developing, in delivering what, you know, all countries have desperately needed in terms of responding to this health crisis.
舒尔曼补充说，展望未来，关注中国在其他领域的行动也很重要，例如技术和创新。美国之音记者亚新池报道。
在美国，大约15%的人口已经接种了至少一剂的新冠疫苗，但是推广过程仍然需要加强，还有人为了接种疫苗而插队。美国之音记者巴尔德拉斯试图找出其中的原因。
在美国，大多数高危人群等待接受新冠疫苗接种的时候，华盛顿特区居民马克·萨斯曼已经接种了两剂莫德纳疫苗。
I certainly took opportunity of a broken system.
他才36岁，没有特殊的健康问题，因此还不符合资格标准。
I happen to live 4 blocks from a grocery store here in D.C. I gave them the pharmacy a call to ask if my wife and I could be put on a wait list. They had extras after some no-shows.
疫苗一旦解冻，保质期只有6小时，因此。有些药剂师会优先考虑找人来接种，而不是把疫苗白白扔掉。31岁的戴维·麦克米兰也不在优先名单上，但也因为制度漏洞而受益。麦克米兰在美国首都的一家巨人食品店买菜的时候，被随机挑选接种。
The rollout of the vaccine has been, you know, rough. I'm glad I was able to get it.But the fact that they had extra doses and they didn't have a system in place for that is disappointing.
巨人超市的发言人丹尼尔·沃尔克告诉美国之音说，麦克米兰这样的案例很少，他们连锁店的药剂师都遵循华盛顿卫生部门的所有规定，对疫苗的信心正在加强，但供应仍短缺。那些还在等候的人，因为在线注册站似乎永远停留在没有预约名额上。让他们越来越没有耐心。在弗吉尼亚州亚历山德里亚的这个社区药房，期望打疫苗的人没有预约就上门，药房业者有时被迫停止继续接种。
People were like lining from here to there all the way and they start fighting and everybody's like wants to take the vaccination. So it really breaks my heart. And sometimes you have to say no to them.
为了让情况获得控制，亚历山德里亚市卫生局已禁止接受没有预约的人，并建立备用系统，以防止有人插队，但仍能避免浪费。
We have extra lists of people who are eligible that our different partners can call and say, "Hey, can you be here really quickly because we have this extra vaccine?" We really just need to prioritize the people who are at highest risk of severe disease and death.
70来岁的德克斯特夫妇属于高风险层。 他们遵循了所有规程，并且在耐心等候他们的第二剂疫苗。他们希望别人也能照样做。
If indeed there are people jumping the line, you know, that's a shame. I think that those people are depriving, you know, first responders and other and people with really serious medical conditions from getting their protection first.
I would have liked to have seen a coordinated national effort established very early on. It would have taken away a lot of the uncertainty in certain areas of the country about who goes first and how do you get this done.
美国之音记者巴尔德拉斯，弗吉尼亚州亚历山德里亚报道。
美国联邦调查局长克里斯托弗雷周二首次就1月6日国会大厦闯入事件在参议院作证。在事发之前的几周里， FBI 追踪到大量有关可能发生暴力事件的信息，但他没有具体说明采取了哪些行动。此前有国会两党议员批评 FBI 未能及时采取更有力的手段来避免和阻止暴力事件。克里斯托弗雷是拜登总统唯一留任的前特朗普政府重要官员。 拜登留任雷继续执掌联邦调查局，正面迎战中国对美国不当的经济行为及知识产权盗窃。联邦调查局于2018年参与了由美国司法部发起的中国行动计划，反制中国的情报活动和经济间谍活动，成效显著。来看美国之音记者刘文民的报道。
The greatest long-term threat to our nation's information and intellectual property and to our economic vitality is the counterintelligence and economic espionage threat from China. It's a threat to our economic security and by extension to our national security.
的United States who are the victims of what amounts to Chinese theft on a scale so massive that it represents one of the largest transfers of wealth in human history. If you're an American adult, it is more likely than not that China has stolen your personal data. In 2017, the Chinese military conspired to hack Equifax and made off with the sensitive personal information of 150 million Americans. We're talking nearly half of the American population and most American adults.
To be clear, we welcome competition, we welcome academic freedom, but cheating, not okay. Fraud, not okay. Cyber hacking, not okay. And as long as they keep committing crimes and threatening our national security, they're going to keep encountering the FBI.
China is fighting a generational fight here. And when I say China, I want to be clear. This is not about the Chinese people as a whole, and it's certainly not about Chinese Americans in this country. What it is about, though, is about a country that is, in a variety of ways, through the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, using not just government officials, but private sector entities, non-traditional collectors, et cetera, to steal their way up the economic ladder at our expense.
29岁的海利·阿塞纳克斯是一位骨癌幸存者，他作为医护人员将搭乘猎鹰9号运载火箭，成为有史以来最年轻的飞往太空的美国人。
Told me the background of the mission, and then they basically said, do you want to go to space? And immediately I said yes, absolutely. I actually got to visit NASA in Houston a few months before I was diagnosed with cancer, and whenever I got to see where the astronauts trained, like, of course I wanted to be an astronaut. But then a few months later I was diagnosed with cancer, and it really changed my whole world. And ever since I was treated at St. Jude, I've wanted to grow up and work at St. Jude.
That's probably the most exciting part of this mission, is that we are opening up this crew selection process to everyday people. You have folks walking around today that don't realize in 30 days from now they're going to get fitted for a spacesuit.
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。
China's economic abuses, counter its aggressive, coercive action to push back on China's attack on human rights, intellectual property, and global governance. America and alliances are our greatest asset. And leading with diplomacy means standing shoulder to shoulder with our allies and key partners once again.